We'll continue our worship with a scripture reading for today.
我们用圣经来继续我们的崇拜。
And today's scripture passage is from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1 to 9.
是腓立比书第三章第一到第九节。
We'll first read this responsibly in English and then Cantonese.
我们先用英文, 然后用广东话以启应的方式来读。
We'll read this responsibly. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the real circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law a Pharisee, as to zeal a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. Let's read the last verse together. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
是腓立比书第三章第一节。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，于我并不为难，于你们却是妥当。 因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族。 便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。于是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。 我一起读第九节，并且得意在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。May
God bless the reader and hearer of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。The
children may now be dismissed for children worship.
儿童可以到下边去崇拜。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is Our Need for Righteousness.
牧师今日所传讲嘅信息系我们需要的义。
If you're familiar with the Apostle Paul's writings, Paul constantly appealed to his readers, to his audience, by asking them, do you not know?
如果你熟悉保罗的书信的时候，保罗不断地去呼吁他的读者，他说，难道你不知道吗？
He constantly says that phrase, do you remember what you were taught? That's what he says.
他不断地说，难道你不记得你曾经受教？
And as you see the first slide, you can see that in, for example, his letter to the Roman Christians.
在上面打出来的，他写到在罗马书给罗马的信徒。
You see that I probably can't distinguish the bold on this PowerPoint here. Do you not know, that's that key phrase, right, that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And then later on, verse 16, again, Paul, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one to whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
在罗马书第六章第三节，他说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？而在第十六节，他继续说，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
We all have a sinful nature, even Christians.
我们都有一个罪性，甚至乎基督徒都是。
We're rarely as mature in the faith as we think.
我们很多时候比我们想象中在信仰上更加不成熟。
And therefore, Paul knows that too.
保罗也都知道。
We are never beyond needing the truth of Scripture explained to us carefully again and again.
我们需要有人将这个圣经的真理一路不断的一次又一次向我们解释。
The freshness lies not in novelty.
那个真理那个新鲜不是在于它有几咁新奇。
The freshness of God's word, God's truth is in the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是在于圣灵的大能。
You see, the Spirit of God helps us to see how much more wonderful, how much more potent is the word of God.
圣灵俾我哋知道神嘅话语系几咁有能力，几咁美好。
And often, sometimes it's the truth that we heard before.
可能呢个真理我哋以前已经听过。
You see, we realize by the power of the Spirit how comparatively superficial our knowledge really is.
藉着圣灵的能力，俾我哋知道我哋所认识嘅系几咁表面。
And so Paul addresses this to the Philippian Christians, the church.
保罗就系向住腓立比嘅教会去讲到呢个问题。
And if you're familiar with this letter to these Christians, they're going to be confronted with destructive false teaching.
保罗知道腓立比教会嘅人，佢哋会要面对好多假嘅教导。
And did you know, as Paul put in Paul's words, he knows such teachings will what? Destroy the Christian's joy.
保罗知道呢啲假嘅教师会摧毁咗基督徒嘅喜乐。
I remember my first pastorate, fresh out of seminary, beautiful California, Northern California.
当我记得我喺神学院毕业之后，第一次喺教会里边做牧师嘅工作喺加利福尼亚州。
What was not so happy of an occasion was when a young boy in our church began to meet with a Jehovah Witness.
咁喺当时嘅教会有一个年轻人，佢开始去同一啲耶和华见证人去接触。
If you've met a Jehovah Witness, you'll know this. They have difficulty understanding God's grace, God's gospel, God's good news.
如果你知道嘅话，耶和华见证人佢哋好难去认识到神嗰个恩典，神嗰个好消息。
God's grace in a nutshell is His unmerited favor towards us.
神嘅恩典就系话神去喜悦我哋，唔系因为我哋做得几好。
And so one afternoon, I went to visit this boy because his Sunday school teacher was very, very, very concerned. And I went there when the Jehovah Witness was there, a young adult woman.
咁有一个下午咧，我去探访呢个年轻人。咁当时咧，耶和华见证嘅一个年轻嘅女士都喺嗰度，因为年轻人嘅主学嘅教师同我讲，咁我要探佢。
As I sat there engaging them for over 2 hours, it was the most frustrating 2 hours I could recall.
咁喺嗰个下午有两个钟头，我哋同佢坐埋一齐，咁我觉得好困扰。
Because the Jehovah Witnesses twist God's word to meet their agenda.
咁各位耶和华见证人嘅女士咧，佢将神嘅话语去扭曲，去符合佢想达到嘅目的。
I tried to unwind that, and I tried to explain the good news of God's grace, God's gift of eternal life to her.
我嘗試將神嗰個免費嘅禮物嗰個恩典，就係呢個永生去向佢解釋。
How many of you met Jehovah's Witness?
有幾多人去遇上過耶和華見證人？
There's one characteristic that stood out, at least in my memory, of this young lady.
咁有一個特點喺呢位年輕嘅耶和華見證人嘅女士裏邊，我仲係記得嘅。
Again, my exposure to her was only a couple hours. There was no joy. There was no joy.
我睇到喺佢嘅裏邊係冇喜樂。
It was all about duty for her. Duty, do my duty to meet with person X, Y, and person Z.
對佢嚟講，佢要做嘅就係一系列佢要完成嘅責任，做完一樣、兩樣、三樣嘅嘢。
And the more she talked about her false gospel, the better she thought was her righteousness.
佢覺得佢更加多嘅去解釋佢嗰種錯誤嘅福音嘅時候，佢對於自己嗰個義嚇，佢會覺得更加好。
Because she thought by her efforts, by her righteousness, she was entering to heaven.
佢以為藉住佢嘅努力，藉住佢嗰種佢形容嘅義，可以讓佢更加靠近呢個天堂。
I recall vividly, I do. It's been a long time. I recall vividly, no smile.No rejoicing. Why?
我仍然記憶猶新嘅就係喺佢嘅當中，佢冇喜樂，冇呢個歡笑。點解咧？
Ever been to Northern California? Why aren't you smiling?
如果你知道嘅話咧，喺加州嘅人應該要好開心嘅，咁靚嘅地方。
Because she didn't have a righteousness of another. She did not. She did not have that.
因為佢冇從別人而嚟嘅一個義。
And she had to develop.Through her works, a righteousness that she thought was good enough to get to God. I wish it was a happy ending. She did not have a Savior. She did not know the Christ of God.
她并不认识这个救主，她不认识基督。
And Paul says, "Look out! Wake up! Look out!"
保罗话你要小心，你要醒来。
Paul's shaking the Christians of Philippi, saying it's easy to be deceived.
佢要叫醒腓立比嘅教会，佢话好容易，你哋好容易被迷惑。
He says, "Watch out!"
你话要小心。
Those who use the Bible for their own agenda.
嗰啲想藉住圣经去达成佢哋自己目的嘅人。
Because that's not in line with the gospel.
因為這些都不是 根據真正的福音所講
的。 You know, I've met a number of Christians even who use God's word to further what? Not God's kingdom, their agenda.
我也見過有些基督徒去藉著神的話語去想達成他們自己的目的。
And they use the Bible to defend themselves or defend what they're doing. They hammer you with God's word.
他們用聖經的話語去為自己想做嘅嘢去辯護。
They say, this is why this should be done this way. This is why this issue is important.
佢話咁樣就所以先至要去咁樣做，係因為咁樣，係因為聖經咁樣講。
And that's why it's important to know what the Bible says about righteousness.
所以我哋好需要知道聖經所講嗰種義係乜嘢。
Kel, if you don't mind, if you hit slide two.When you hear the word righteousness, a lot of people think it means being good.
当你听到这个义这个字的时候，很多人会认为啊，因为你要做得好。
They hear the word righteousness, I'm being a good person, that's righteousness.
他说哦，做一个义人啊，我是一个好人啦，应该是啦。
Or I'm living the good life, I'm righteous.
说我过一个不错正直的生活，我应该是挺好
啊。I'm not bothering anyone.
我没去搞其他人啊。
That's not.What Paul is talking about here.
但保罗在这里所讲的并不是这样。
That's not what Paul's saying here. And in many other places in the New Testament when he writes about righteousness.
保罗在新约圣经里面其他讲到公义这件事的时候，他不是这样讲。
You know, last month we did go over a part of this passage for Easter. And Paul, if you remember the slide, I had the color slide then. I didn't want to put it there because sometimes it's a bit distracting. He lists his credentials.
我哋以前都提过，如果记得嘅话咧，保罗去将佢自己嘅资历咧一一咁样列出嚟。
Kel, you don't mind if you could? I want you to see this for yourself. And most of you know this already. It's in verses 4, 5, and 6. He gives a list, a long list of credentials.
在腓立比书第三章四至到六节，佢一一咁样列咗出嚟。
For example, he says, circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regards to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
他说第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。他说就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
And these were great credentials, by the way, for Paul in his time and place back then.
对于保罗在当时的时代来讲，这些是一些很好的资历。
And time doesn't permit me to explain to you right now why.
我没时间详细去解释为什么。
But I need to touch on this list that he has of his previous righteousness. This list, this is very important to the meaning of the passage.
但是对于要解释这段的圣经，我需要告诉大家他这些资历是什么意思。
So let me briefly say that. When he says circumcised on the eighth day, what does he mean?
当他说第八日受割礼是什么意思呢？
He means I wasn't a convert to Judaism. I was a Jew from the beginning.
他说就是由一开始他已经是一个犹太人，而不是中途去改信犹太教。
Again, that's very important in his time and place. You've got to remember that.
对于他当时的时代来讲，这个很重要。
When he says, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, what's he talking about?
他说我是便雅悯支派的人，又是什么意思呢？
He was one of the two tribes of Israel that were from the true house of King David, the Old Testament.
就在旧约来讲，在大卫家所生下来的两个支派其中一个。
I hope you see why Paul's listening to this. He's saying, again, this is important in his time and place. I'm of racial purity.
就是说他是一个纯种的。
Which was extremely important to the people back then.
对于他当时来讲是很重要。
He says he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
他说希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Because many Jews were Hebrews on the surface.But underneath, they're Greek.
因为在当时来讲，有很多外表看来希伯来人，但是在里面其实他们是希腊人。
That means, as Bible scholars tell us, they were Hellenized.
就是说被希腊化了。
They were Greek-speaking people.
他们讲希腊话。
They were Greek in their culture.
他们在文化上是希腊人。
And Paul says, in contrast, look at me. I'm raised up in the mother tongue, Hebrew.
但保罗说我由一出生我已经是一个希伯来人，犹太人。
Not only that, I'm culturally pure. I'm racially pure.
我不单是文化上我是纯种的，我在我的宗族上也是纯种的。
Paul on his list says, I'm a Pharisee, which means I had high educational attainment.
他说我是一个法利赛人，就是说我在教育上有受过很高深的教育，在律法上。
Because if you're familiar with the New Testament, many Pharisees were teachers of the law.
如果你记得在新约提到法利赛人的时候，很多他都是教导律法的人。
So Paul's listening and saying he was faultless, faultless in his righteousness.
保罗的意思就是说我在这个义上面我是无可指责的。
All the rules the Pharisees listed, he kept.
法利赛人所有列出来的律例我都遵守到。
And then he says he persecuted the church.Which means he was a leader of Judaism.
跟着他说我是逼迫教会的，就是说我在犹太教上面我是一个领袖。
He was an activist in his movement.
在这个逼迫教会的运动上他很热心，
Paul has these great religious credentials.
保罗在他宗教的资历上面有很好的成就。
Right, he's giving us a list of what his merits.
保罗列晒他一切所做过的。
His former credentials showing you what his previous righteousness was. That was impressive.
保罗的资历，他俾你睇到他以前所提到嗰种嘅公义，好令人信服。
Now I know we live in the 21st century, so I've got to use an analogy that you're familiar with to bring his point home.
而我们活在21世纪上面， 我想用一些你们所熟悉的去解释他刚才所说的。
I'm sure you guys could probably think something better, but we all, this is what I, we all have to show others today, right? Our credentials.
今天我们需要被人看到我们的资历在哪里。
We have to show others our merits to get where we're going.
我们要被人看到我们的成就，以致我们可以达到我们想去到那个地步。
You know that.
你好认识的应该。
Even children know that.
甚至乎小朋友都知道。
School age, take a school age child, elementary school.
例如一个小学生。
They want to be accepted. They want to be befriended with this circle of friends.
他们想被他的朋友去接纳。
Some children want to get in with this group.
有小朋友想去这一班的小朋友里面一起玩。
So in order to be accepted by that group, you have to show your credentials.
你要给这班小朋友知道你要给人看到你究竟有什么带到去。
Right, for elementary school, do you run fast?
例如小学生你跑不跑得快。
What kind of games and sports can you play?
有什么运动你玩到呢?
Are you fun to be with?
你是不是一个很有趣的人呢?
What are your interests?
你有什么兴趣呢?
Do you have this gadget? This game?
那你有没有这个电视游戏啊？这样?
You see, that group of kids wants to know. Wants to know your accomplishments. Wants to know what you acclaim to. Your merits.
那班的小朋友会想去看看你究竟有什么资历。
Are you like us? Then you're in.
你是不是像我们一样呢？你就可以进来了。你要给我们看到你有什么。
You guys are smart. You know it doesn't stop there. It does not stop in elementary school.
但这些东西不是只停留在小学。
You're applying to a selective university. What do you do?
你要申请一间大学，你做啲乜嘢咧？
You have to show them you're qualified to be there to learn.
你要俾佢哋睇到你够资格去嗰间大学去学习。
What are you doing? You're listing your merits. You're listing your credentials on the application. You're showing them your transcript. What? How good of a student you are.
你要俾佢哋睇到。 在你的报名表上，给他看到你的成就，你做过什么，你的学历是怎样。
And I didn't even mention the essay. The essay.
不单止这样，你申请的时候要写一篇文章。
You have to show them you're accomplished, you're righteous, your merits.
你要给他们看到你的成就，你的资历，你可以做到的事。
Or you're not getting in. You're not impressive enough, you're not getting in. You're not getting in here.
你不给他们留一个深的印象，一个良好的印象的时候，你不可能进去。
You're smart. It gets worse. Take your job, your career.
再进一步，好像你的工作。
You gotta prove yourself. You gotta prove that you can do the job to the world.
你要去这个世界证明你做到这份工。
You know that. It's very competitive to get a good job, to start a good career. You gotta show them that you can do it.
你知道要找一份好工，有一个好的事业的发展，你一定要俾佢哋睇到你做到啲乜嘢。
And so once again, you get out the long list, credentials, merits, show your potential employer, get the interview, get the job.
再一次，你要俾嗰个雇主俾佢睇到你嘅资历、你嘅背景、你嘅学历、成就，以致你可以去见工。
I did this internship last summer.
你说我去年的夏天在这里实习过。
I accomplished that project in college.
我在大学里面去完成了那个计划。
I have some experience in the field that your company is in.
他说我在夏天里面我有些经验是跟你的公司有关的。
Again, you're listing your attributes. You have to convince them you're the right person for the job.
你每一样都要列出来，给他们看到你是适合那份工作。
You don't have to live long to know that this applies to every area of life.
你知道这些事情可以应用在你生命上每一个层面。
And it gets even more intense when you're talking about friendships, romance, marriage.
甚至乎在你的友情，在你的 谈恋爱在你的婚姻上面。
Let me ask, why? one of the first questions, you're at cocktail party, what's one of the first questions people ask you? What do you do?
譬如你去一個酒會,一個陌生的人,你跟他見面, 他第一個問題是問你什麼呢? 就是說他來做什麼工?
You know what's going on? They're sizing you up.
你知道做什麼呢? 他們其實是, 啊,
Do I want to know this person? Can this person help me?
那個人其實在想, 啊, 我是不是想認識這個人呢? 啊, 這個人會不會幫到我呢?
Right? What do I have in common with him or her?
他說我跟他有沒有一些共通點呢?
It's all about merits, credentials, accolades, righteousness.
完全是關係到你的成就、你的資歷、你的義.
Right? I'm telling you, how you appear, how you look, what you've done, it all matters according to the society we live in.
你在人面前你怎樣表現出來,你做過什麼? 完全是因應這個社會的要求.
You know what, sadly to say? Christians fall into the same trap. They're not any different when it comes to this.
可悲的就是基督徒同樣是跌在這個陷阱裡面.
What do you bring to the relationship?
你將什麼帶到這個關係裡面?
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
是一個人欺人的世界.
What is his or her marriage potential?
他將什麼可以帶到這個婚姻裡面呢?
What is usually put in that equation? Right? What is put in that equation? How do you look? What do you do?
譬如就說你外表是怎樣? 你做什麼?
And Christians are supposed to be changed by the living God. We do the same thing.
基督徒應該是被神去改造, 但是我同樣去做,
right? What
同一樣的東西?
Kind of family background are you from?
你來自一個什麼家庭背景?
Is she smart as well as good looking?
她是不是好像她的外表一樣那麼聰明那麼美麗?
What's all this? It's measuring up. It's society's standards for you. You set yourself up your standards too.
這個社會將一個標準加在你的身上,你同樣你自己都有一定的標準.
Because how do you feel? When you don't measure up, when the door's shut, and they don't let you in, how do you feel?
當你不能夠達到個標準的時候,你感覺是怎樣?
Because you're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to get in. You're trying to get something.
你想去得到一些東西,你想去到某一個層次,某一個地步, 但你得不到.
You want to get into the crowd, right? Into the group.
你想進入那一群人的裡面,那一組人的裡面.
You want to feel good about yourself.
你想令自己覺得更好.
So how do you do that?
那你做什麼呢?
You crave for the right credentials.
你就是想渴望得到那種你認為正確的資歷, 那個成就.
You long for the right relationships.
你渴求有一個好好的關係.
Because you want the right self-esteem.
你想有一個好好的自我形象.
Right, you gotta get that license to practice, whatever it is.
如果你想做某一個行業的時候,你一定要有那個學歷,有那個資格.
And for some of us, if we don't measure up, we beat ourselves up.
對於我們來說,某些人,我們達不到那個標準,我們覺得自己很差.
You start to hate yourself, you start to curse yourself.
你要憎恨自己,咒咒自己.
And worse, you curse others.
更加差的就是你咒咒其他人.
You might say, what a lousy parent I am.
你說我是一個多麼差的父母呢?
I can't achieve anything in this life.
你說我在這個生命裡面,我沒有任何成就.
And you go down the tubes of self-destruction.
接著你就開始自我摧毀.
Of course, there are other reactions to this. I don't have time to run them through, all of them, for you. But that's the way our human life is structured, right?
當然有很多其他很差的反應我們會回應, 但大概我們生命, 我們的人性就是這樣.
It's not just jobs that shut you out, right? That you feel bad that you don't measure up.
不單止在工作上面, 當你達不到標準的時候, 你覺得自己很差.
It's not just relationships with others that you want.
不單止是跟人的關係你想得到.
You shut yourself out.
You do that.
你将自己关闭起来。
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what Paul's talking about? He's talking about righteousness. Righteousness.
你知不知保罗讲紧乜嘢？ 保罗讲紧嗰个义，个公义。
And as I showed you in verses 3 and 4, Paul says these are the things that were his confidence in life.
保罗第三、第四节讲到他以前以为他是可以信靠的一件事。
These things were his glory in life.
这些是他自己生命上的荣耀。
He says that we gloried in these things.
保罗说我们在这些上得到我们自己的荣耀。
Slide 6, thanks. The word glory means to boast, weightiness, heaviness, importance.
荣耀的意思就是很重要，有一个重要性，有一个重量在里面。
You see, it's your righteousness. That's what you boast in.
这个就是你自己去吹嘘的，你那个公义。
It's your righteousness that makes you able to look yourself in the mirror.
是你自己那种的义，让你可以在镜子里面去面对自己。
It's your righteousness that makes you able to take criticism.
是你自己的义，帮助你可以去接受别人的批评。
I want you to think about that. Why is that?
为什么是这样呢? 你要想一下。
Because you're able to say then, I'm really a good person.
就因为你自己的义，你可以同自己讲我是一个好人。
I hope you see the problem with that.
你看到这个问题在哪里?
Because if your righteousness isn't up to snuff, whether it be society standards or your standards, if you feel you're messed up, you haven't met the standard.
因为万一你的义达不到这个社会的标准，你个人的标准的时候，你就会觉得很差。
You feel defeated.
你觉得自己是失败者。
You hate yourself.
你会憎恨自己。
You go into the tank.
你就收埋自己。
You're not good enough because you think you're not.
你做得不够好，因为你自己觉得你自己不够好。
And you pout or you get angry. It depends on your personality and what you do.
跟着你就发怨言，你觉得愤怒，视乎你的性格是怎样。
I get down. I get depressed.
我就会觉得很衰落。
You don't meet up to the standards that were set for you or the standards you set for yourself.
因为你达不到人家给你的标准，或者你自己定的标准。
I hope you get Paul's point. You need a righteousness. That's a fact. You need one.
保罗所说的就是你要有一个义，你需要一个义。
Because we're all living our lives for something.
因为我们会在这个世界上，我们都为着一些东西而活。
And if you think you're a Christian, if you think you're immune to it, you're not.
如果你以为你是基督徒，你就可以免疫的时候，你不是。
I'm a former church planter. You know, church planter is about achieving, accomplishing a goal.
我是一个职堂的人，一个职堂的牧师，他要做的就是有成就、有目的、有目标。
You know, if your church isn't doing well, what will others think of you? What will the other presbyters think?
如果你自己堂做得不好的时候，其他人会怎么说呢? 其他的牧师会怎么想呢?
I'm a failure. Church not growing. Failure.
他说你是失败者，因为你的教会没有成长，你是失败。
Because if you say that, your righteousness is tied up with your accomplishments, your merits.
因为如果你这样想的时候，你的义其实是跟你自己的成就去挂钩。
And we all struggle with that to some degree or another.
我们某程度上都有这个挣扎。
Because all of us seek to earn our righteousness.
因为我们每一个人都想去寻求得到自己的义。
Caleb, if you don't mind, slide 7, all of us list merits by which we seek to face the world, face ourselves, and face the living God.
我们每一个人都列好自己的资历，去怎样去面对这个世界，面对自己，面对我们的神。
But God's word, the Bible says, absolutely clear. No one is righteous. No, not one.
但神的话语说，没有一个是义人，这个世界没有一个是义人。
Because you need a righteousness of another.
因为你需要由另一位所给你的义。
Many of you know that person. The person who's perfect, right? Who has a perfect righteousness, who lived the life you ought to have lived for you.
你哋好多人都认识呢一位，佢过一个完整完美嘅生活，一个完全嘅公义。
And of course, Jesus, God the Son, also pays the penalty, dies the death that you ought to have paid for your faulty righteousness.
神嘅儿子耶稣基督亦都为你去付上呢个代价，死喺十字架上边。呢个代价系你同我都应该要付上嘅，但系佢代你付上。
Familiar with Genesis chapters 1-3, what did Adam and Eve do after they disobeyed God? What was the first thing they did?
在启示录里面，当亚当和夏娃去叛逆神的时候，他们第一样做的事是什么呢？
They hid.
他们躲起
来。Right? Why?
为什么呢？
Anyone?
为什么他们躲起来？
Old Testament scholars out there, what happened? Why? Because they were naked and ashamed.
因为圣经话佢哋赤身露体，佢哋觉得羞耻。
Now they were naked before. What happened?
但其实佢哋之前都已经系赤身露体噶啦。咁点解呢？
Because prior to their disobedience to God, they weren't ashamed.
因为佢哋喺叛逆神之前，佢哋唔觉得羞耻。
But after the fall, after their disobedience, they were ashamed.
但是当他们堕落叛逆神之后，他们觉得羞耻。
And so, open up another question to you. What did they cover themselves with?
他们用什么遮住自己呢？
Right, fig leaves, right? What do we cover ourselves with?
他们用树叶去遮住自己。我们呢，我们又用什么遮住自己呢？
Today, what do we do?
今天我们用什么遮住自己？
Our list of merits.
我们自己一系列的资历成就。
Our resume,
我的履历,
our accomplishments,
我的成功, 成就,
that's how we cover ourselves.
我们用这些东西去遮住自己。
Because we need to, we can't take it, we can't take the shame.
因为我们知道我们达不到标准。
And they thought, Adam and Eve thought, we think, oh, if we're God, we're in control, that'll solve the problem.
亚当和夏娃以为啊、我们自己变成神，我们就可以去、解决这个问题了。
It wasn't. We've been struggling ever since. The human race has been struggling ever since.
从那一开始，人类就在这个事情上面挣扎。
Because we all want to say, accept me. Accept me.
我们每一个人都说，你接纳我，接纳我。
This is what I've done. Let me in. Let me into the crowd.
他说我做了这些事，你让我入你们班人那里。
We say that to God. We say that to the world. We say that to ourselves.
我们 向神是这样说，我们向我们世界是这样说，我们向我们自己都是这样说。
But it's not enough. It is not enough.
但是这样不足够。
Slide 7, thanks. Our righteousness is, as Paul puts it, verse 9, like dung, garbage, filth.
我们的义就好像保罗所说是好像粪土一样。
You see, the false teachers in Philippi insisted, they insisted on a legal observance to qualify them for God's grace, for God's favor.
腓立比的假教师，他们说你要去完成这些宗教上的责任，以致被神去接纳在神的恩典里面。
But as you can see up there, again and again, the apostle Paul taught, no one will be declared righteous in his, that is God's sight,by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
他说，既是这样，那里人夸口呢，说没有可夸的，你要用何法？没有呢，是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。
Yeah. That's Romans 3:20, by the way.
是罗马书第三章27-28节。
These false teachers were not doers of good.
这些假教师对我们不好。
They were overturning the only way to do good and to fulfill the law.
他们去拿开了唯一能够 去改变我们的方法。
And the only way to do good and to fulfill the law is through faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
唯一能够成就律法让我们做得好的，就是去相信那一位行在公义上面有完全公义的耶稣基督。
Again, don't take my word for it. Take God's word. Romans 3:27-28. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? by a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
刘先讲，既是这样，与哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
This is why Christians get excited when they talk about Christ's glory. It's yours.
所以当基督徒提到基督的荣耀的时候，他们觉得很兴奋，因为那个荣耀已经给了基督徒。
Because they realize their righteousness is not enough.
因为他们知道他们的义是不足够。
They can do nothing to save themselves.
他们对于他们自己的得救不能够做到什么。
And then they marvel and they wonder because Christ has done something for them, has given it to you.
所以他们因着耶稣基督为他们所做的事，给了他们的事，他们觉得很惊奇，很讶异。
But remember, in the introduction, do you not know? Why does Paul have to say that all the time to Christians? Do you not know? Because you forget. You don't care.
记得在开头的时候我们提过，保罗说，难道你不记得吗？难道你未受教过吗？为什么呢？因为我们忘记。
That's why it's so important. If you see someone adding something to the gospel, adding circumcision, adding any right to the work of Christ, it denies what? The sufficiency of Christ's grace.
所以你每当看到人将一些东西加入他们的福音中，将一些人所做的事加在福音的时候，我们就是将耶稣基督的完全足够的救恩完全去拿开。
God, through the Apostle Paul, is pleading with you. He's saying, don't put any confidence in your sinful nature.
保罗去呼吁人不要将我们的自信放在我们的罪性上。
It's nice you have a nice upbringing, natural qualities, gifts, possessions, traditions, education. Yeah, that's good.
你有你的教育，你有你的传统，文化上或者其他上面任何的事是好的。
But it shouldn't make you feel superior.To anyone.
但是这些东西不应该让你觉得你比其他人是更加高一等。
Because ultimately, it's irrelevant.
因为始终这些东西都是没关系。
And when you put your life and trust in them, it's deadly.
如果你将你的生命放在这些东西上面去信靠他们的时候，你就会死亡。
Because if you trust in them, it'll pull you down, it'll distort life, you'll be trapped.
当你相信这些东西的时候，这些东西都会将你拉下来，去扭曲你的生命。
Because Christ alone is your security in life.
因为唯有耶稣基督才是你唯一的安全感。
This is the gospel. That's why it's good news.
这个就是个福音，所以这个是好消息。
All is lost if one dilutes the good news, or add to it, or distort it.
当人有将这个福音 去稀化了，去加了这些东西的时候，我们就会失去了。
Believe it, and you'll be justified before God.
你要相信他在神的面前，你就会称为义。
And being justified by such a faith in Jesus Christ will lead, according to Paul, to joy.
藉着信在神面前被称为义的时候，就有可以帮助我们引向这个喜乐。
That joy will happen no matter what the world says, no matter what you say about yourself.
无论这个世界说你是怎样，或者你自己说你是怎样，但是这个喜乐是给你。
That's why God's righteousness, when it's given to us by faith in Jesus Christ, will enable you to rejoice even in difficulties.
所以藉着相信耶稣基督，我们在神里面有这个喜乐的时候，无论我们什么处境，我们依然有喜乐。
You know, I'm like you. You know, say, oh, you know, I got 5 problems already. I get a couple more, you know. Why, God?
如果你说我已经有这些东西，但我想再要多一点，为什么呢？
And he tells us why. You got to open up more and more to know God. These are opportunities.These problems are opportunities for you to do that.
神话你有的问题是帮助你去打开，去帮助神，不是让神去，让你自己去认识自己。
Because every problem we need to be receptive to, because God is seeking you. God is doing something in your life because of, He's going to do something good despite the problems.
我们每一个问题, 神都会使用这个问题去帮助我们去发现我们自己, 帮助我们成长。
And we rejoice. You know why? Because we know that even though we don't want the problems, we know God is at work doing something.
我们能够喜乐, 因为 纵使我们不想有我们这些问题, 但我们知道神是藉着这些问题去做事,
and we know the problems will end. That's the joy. We know the problems will end because the Lord will win.
我们知道这些问题都会终结因为神最后会得胜这个就是那个喜乐的乐园.
Redemption is accomplished and applied by Jesus Christ.
这个救赎已经被耶稣基督成就了。
You know, if you're absolutely devastated by a loss of something, it's because you've made a good thing an ultimate thing.
如果因为失去一些东西使你觉得是不开心悲哀的时候, 是因为你认为这些东西才是你最重要的。
And you've promoted that by being your own salvation.
你将这些东西去成为了你自己的救赎。
See, the reason you can't handle it is because you need to demote whatever that is in your life. Demote it.
你不能够去控制, 所以你需要将这些东西去降低, 不要将它成为你最重要的东西。
Yeah, God gives you spiritual gifts to use. He gives you good things.
神给你有属灵的恩赐, 给一些好的东西。
He gives you a job. He gives you a life, family, friends, a church.
给你有工作, 给你有家庭, 朋友, 教会。
But no matter how wonderful those things might be to you, they're not your righteousness.
无论这些东西对你来说是多么好, 但是这些东西不能够成为你的义。
Because they don't ultimately define who you are.
因为这些东西都不能够去定义你是哪一个。
It's wrong to think your family defines you. It's wrong. It's incorrect.
如果你是藉着你的家庭去定义你是什么人的时候，你是错的了。
Sure, you want to have a happy family. Sure, you want to do a good job. God gives you the gifts to bring glory to His name. You want that.
没错，你想有一个开心的家庭, 你想利用神的恩，给你的恩赐去为他成就一些。
But Paul's pleading with you. You must understand that's not your righteousness.
但是你要明白, 保罗去呼吁我们说, 这些不是我们的义。
Because what Jesus accomplished, His living righteously for you, dying on a cross to pay your penalty for your imperfect righteousness, is what you really need.
保罗说你真正需要的就是耶稣基督在世上过一个完全的生活, 写十字架上为你付上了罪的代价, 这个就是你需要的义。
Remember a few weeks ago when we introduced the book of Philippians, we said Paul's chained. He's chained up to the praetorial guards of the palace.
我们之前提过, 保罗讲到这个腓立比书的时候, 他被这个被狱卒去捆绑, so, 困在监里面。
Why is Paul so joyful when he's in prison?
为什么他坐在监的时候还有喜乐呢?
Because he says, these things no longer control me. These list of merits no longer control me.
因为保罗说这些东西他列出来的所有的资历不能够去控制他。
I can lose some of them. Doesn't matter.
这些东西我都可以失去,没关系。
Yeah, I still will weep. I'm not a stoic. I still will weep.
我依然是一个这样的人。
But it won't devastate me. It won't knock me down to the canvas.
但是不会去打击我,不会去摧毁我。
Or if it does knock me down to the canvas, I get up.
纵使是我被击倒的时候,我依然会站起来。
It's not that Christians don't care about their children, their career, or what people think of me. We do.
并不是说基督徒不在意我们的小孩子是怎样,我们的工作是怎样,或者人家怎样看我们。
You know that. It still hurts when people criticize you. It still hurts.
你知道当人家去批评你的时候,你可能都会觉得受伤。
But I got to close with this. Slide 9, please. Paul puts it this way.
但是保罗这么说,
we're knocked down, but never destroyed. We're hurt, but not never devastated.
佢话我哋被击倒，我哋唔会被摧毁，我哋受伤，但系我哋唔会觉得系失落。
Because Christ is our righteousness.
因为基督就系我哋嘅义。
Is he your righteousness today?
今日佢系咪你嘅义咧
？Or have you placed your hope in your own righteousness?
或者你将你嘅盼望摆喺你自己嘅义上边咧
？Are you clobbered by criticism today?
你今日面对批评嘅时候系觉得受伤
？Are you devastated by disappointments in life?
你是不是因为生命上面的失望而令到你觉得很沮丧
Well, you're either trapped as a proud person looking down at people with your nose up here, looking down at people.
要是就可能你觉得你自己高高在上去还是去鄙视其他人。
Or, you're anxious. You're anxious and guilty all the time.
还是你觉得很忧虑觉得很内疚。
You see, those are not good signs.They show that Jesus is not your righteousness.
如果你咁样嘅时候，都俾我哋睇到基督并未成为你嘅义。
Pray to him, ask him, give me your righteousness that will complete me as a human being.
你向神祈祷，求神将佢嘅义去加你身上边，就将你成为一个完全嘅人。
And Christians.Remind yourself what Paul says. Do you not know? Then why are you acting the way you? Why are you living the way you're living? Do you not know? Think about that.
你系基督徒嘅时候，你要记得保罗所讲话。唔通你唔记得咩吓？点解你咁快忘记咧
？Father, please help us because we all struggle in some way with our self-righteousness.
天父帮助我哋，因为我哋喺我哋嘅自义上边去挣扎。
Help us to realize, Lord, that that leads to a dead end.
让我哋睇到呢啲都会引向一个死路。
That we need the righteousness of another, Jesus the Christ.
我哋需要嘅系耶稣基督嘅公义。
May we treasure that truth in our hearts.
求主你喺我哋嘅心里边，我哋会去将呢个真理看为宝贵。
May that spur us on to love you.
去驱使我哋更加爱你。
And seek to trust and obey you.
去信靠你，去顺服你。
Help us, Lord, to know that truth.
主要帮助我哋认识你嘅真理。
We ask that in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名而求，阿门。